During the past 4 weeks, we have been focusing on following in His steps. We have been recognizing the footprints we are called to follow. We have considered what it means for us to be passionate in prayer, to come intentionally into His presence through worship, to give with radical generosity, and to surrender ourselves through service. Now it is time for us to make a commitment. Welcome to Fraser 365. I'm Dr. Neil Epler, Associate Pastor of Congregational Care and Older Adult Ministries at Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. As we prepare to commit ourselves to pray, worship, give, and serve, we want to bathe this time in prayer and seek God's guidance and blessing. Thank you for joining us. This is day one of praying concerning our commitment for this coming year. The Jesus way of prayer. Our text comes from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And now some thoughts. When we think about describing who Jesus was and is, we might think about the fact that he was a great teacher, or he was a great healer, or he was a miracle worker. But would you describe Jesus as a man of prayer? The reality is that Jesus truly was a great man of prayer. By studying how he prayed, we can develop a deeper and healthier prayer life. We can do this by looking at the ways Jesus prayed and the model he gave us. Jesus often prayed alone. In Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 and 23, after feeding the 5,000, we read, "Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone." Jesus realized how important it was to get away from the crowds and the clamor that was surrounding him. We too need to find a quiet place where we can get alone with God, away from all the distractions of this world. Do you have such a quiet place? Jesus also prayed with others. In Matthew chapter 26, verses 36 through 38, we read, "Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me.'" Now, this was not the first time that Jesus took a few of his disciples along with him to pray. In Luke 9:28, it says, "After 8 days after Jesus said this, he took Peter, John, and James with him, and he went up onto a mountain to pray." This was the Mount of Transfiguration, where Jesus' glory was revealed, and Moses and Elijah appeared with him. Jesus knew how important it is to have others pray with him. He could pray in the midst of a multitude. He could pray with the 12. But there was something special about having his inner circle of Peter, James, and John there with him. Do you have a few brothers or sisters in Christ to come by your side and pray with you? Then Jesus gave us a model for prayer. One day after Jesus returned from praying, his disciples asked him to teach them to pray. It's from Luke 11, verse 1. Jesus then shared with them the Lord's Prayer, like what we find in today's scripture for the Sermon on the Mount, from Matthew 6, verses 9 through 13. This model of prayer includes calling God our Father and giving glory to His name, verse 9. He prays for the coming of God's kingdom and for His will to be done, verse 10. Then he asks God to provide for our daily needs, verse 11. He prays for the forgiveness of our sins and for us to forgive others, verse 12. And finally, he asks for strength over temptation and deliverance from the evil one, verse 13. What a simple but powerful model of prayer. When we pray, do we have a pattern that we follow? What is your model for prayer? As we think about our commitments for the year ahead, may we learn to pray the way of Jesus. May we find ways to be alone with God. May we find others to pray with us. And may we model our prayers after the one who was truly a man of prayer. And now some questions to consider. Where is your place to be alone with God? Have you found it helpful to pray in solitude? Who are the people who will pray with you and for you? What is your pattern of prayer? Do you include the elements that are part of Jesus' model prayer? Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day.